Welcome to the Tzorba Merabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rauzer. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer.
This week's episode, this week's Shia, is sponsored by Yael and Moshe Kolb. Today marks the 27th yahrzeit of Moshe's mother, Libby Kolb. May her neshama have an aliyah, and in honor of the chayalim and the safe return of all the hostages, very soon, Be'ezrat Hashem, b'mehirah v'yameinu.
Okay, let's get into the next shiur of Tzorba Merabanan. We are still in volume number 19, which is all about issues relating to food preparation, kitchen malachas. It's the Aaron family volume, volume 19 of the Lax family edition of the series. And we are in the discussion, the fifth shiur, shiur hey, in the volume. We're splitting it up into two, and that is opening up packages and cans and boxes and all the like on Shabbos. We discussed last week foundations and the yesodos. We spoke about the concept of mustiki, the kli that is an inferior type of kli, which the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you could break open a mustiki in order to get to what's inside. That was the stira we had between the Mishnah and Erevin and the Mishnah and Shabbos. How do you put those together? But the way the Shulchan Aruch said it was that inferior types of kelim that you have no kavana to make a nice Pesach for, you're allowed to open that. That's not bona. That's not any malacha. That's not korea. And therefore, it would be okay. So what is mustiki translated into modern kelim? So that we saw as a major machlokas. Rav Shlomo Zalman had the Big Heter. Rav Shlomo Zalman at the end of the previous discussion, we had Rav Shlomo Zalman on page 220, 221, 219. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, anything that you're going to throw out right afterwards, that's called a mustiki. And therefore, it will be mutter. Rav Shlomo Zalman said on page 219, Mistaver de Chashiv Kli Re'ua, Uke Chavish al Mustiki, and therefore opening up a tuna can, opening up even sardine can, that's what the Poskim spoke about, that would be okay. And we saw not everyone agrees, there was a Machlokes Achronim, whether opening up a can would be Bona or Soser. The Tehillah of David said that it's Soser, you're destroying, you have a perfect, beautiful Kli now you're making a hole in it. And the Chazon Ish says the opposite, it's not usable now, it's a totally closed Kli, what are you going to do with it? So when you open the Kli, so then that is being Bona. So we said, it seems that the best thing to do is to make a hole in the bottom of the Kli before you open it. So then, according to all days, it's not a good functioning good kli. By the time that you open it and then you hold it over the sink, let's say it's a tuna fish can or something, and then that would be okay. But is there makom lahakel? Is there what to rely on to opening up that type of can straight without making a hole in the bottom of it? Yes, there is the Yalkut Yosef. Also, again, lechadchila, maybe they might say before Shabbos, but it is okay. So now let's move on. Page 223. That's what we're up to. Today we're going to talk about opening cans with a spout, like a soda can. What about tearing packages open? What about a bag of chips? What about a box of cereal? What about bottle caps? Do we have to worry about the cap itself? What about a milk bag? Right, all of these are today's discussion. So, page 223 starts, source number 30 we'll start with, and that is, what are we opening up, not a tuna can, but a soda can? What's the potential more serious issue of a soda can? You're making a Pesach Yafeh, or you're making a beautiful spout. By the case of the tuna, nobody uses that, and you're gonna throw it out. I'm making a Pesach Yafeh, you're taking off the cover. But that's not a beautiful Pesach, like a spout, but here, you're making a beautiful spout, right? When you either, in the olden days, like it says in the bottom, you used to pull off the ring, or nowadays you just punch it, you punch the tab and it pushes it down, so you end up with having a beautiful spout. So that could be an issue of bona. It could also be an issue of mechatech. Mechatech we haven't touched on yet, cutting to a measured size. Cutting to measured size, we'll talk about opening up a box of tissues on Shabbos where there's a nice dotted line to open it. Cutting to a measured size, that's the malacha of mechatech. So could that apply here? Right? You have a metal piece of metal with a mark, and then you push down the tab, and it opens. So number one is the act of cutting to a measured size, and number two, the creation of the Pesach Yafeh. So those are the potential issues that that come up. And we saw before that it could be that even if something is a mustaki, a very inferior type of kli, the only heter for mustaki is to break it totally open. There's no makalkal when it comes to mustaki. Mustaki is an inferior type of kli, so it can be destroyed in order to get to what's inside. But making a Pesach Yafeh, the Shulchan Aruch was machmir. Shulchan Aruch was machmir. We mentioned earlier, in source number 16, if you look back, source number 16 of the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Dalet Sif Aleph seem to say that even by a mustaki, you can't make a Pesach Yafeh, you just destroy it. So what's the issue here? So let's see, is there an issue of machatech? Machatech, cutting to a measured size. Whenever something is on the dotted line, what if you have a little sugar packet and you want to open it on Shabbos? So one has to make sure, we'll say this again, not to cut words, because the whole, all the heterim here for food preparation or getting packages is for bona and soser and korea, as we'll see. But mochek, erasing words, that's something that Bezra will talk about in a later shiur. But that's not something that is allowed in these cases, for sure, l'chadchila. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, Tafayin Dalet, source number 30. Amar of Menashe, Haiman de Sala Silsi. There's somebody who is creating sawdust. He's creating wood, tiny little chips. Chai Mishim Tochein. That's grinding. We discussed already, if they're small. Amar of Ashi, Ikapet Amishchisa. Rav Ashi says, if you care about the size of these wood chips, Chayev Mishum Machatech. That is the malacha of cutting to a measured size. But as we'll see right now, it doesn't mean to a specific size. It could just mean at a specific point. That also is a malacha machatech. Says the Gemara there, same daf, Tana Rabbanan, Source 31. Hatolish is a kana. If somebody plucks out feathers of a bird on Shabbos, vakotmo, and then you snip off the edge of the feather, vamarto, or you pull out the threads of the feather, chayiv shalosh chatos. It's three averis. What three averis? Toleish hazakanaf is one. Kotem, chayiv mishum machatech. Kotem, cutting it, you want to cut the edge off. That's machatech. You're not cutting it to a specific size, you just want the edge off, because you want to use the edge. Rashi says there, why are you doing it? Kotmo. Le'achar jetolsho, chotech rosho shuhudak. You cut off the edges that are thin. You could use those like for a pillow. You take those little edges that are soft and use it for a pillow. So you're cutting them off, but that's machatech to cup it lachtoch on makom shu roa. You're cutting it in a specific spot. So machatech is not just a measured size, but also at a specific spot. So what about in this case? You have the mark and you push it off by a soda can. Maybe that's a problem of cutting to a measured size. Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes in at least two places, no problem. Rosh Shlomo Zalman, just like he said before, mustaki is mekel. So here too, he assumes that even according to the Shulchan Aruch, that making a Pesach Yafeh for a mustaki would be a problem. Rosh Shlomo Zalman assumes for disposable items that are going to be thrown out, it's mutter because you don't care about the size. You don't even care about the opening. It's just convenience. The producer made this for you so that it could be easy. They gave you a mechanism. But, you know, you don't dafka need it. You don't dafka need it. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman in the Mincha Shlomo Chelik Beis, source number 33. And even if by grogeris, by the dried figs, it's asur to make a beautiful Pesach, because that's why you're making a Pesach, to have the Pesach, to use it in the future. That's your purpose of making the Pesach. Here, are you making a Pesach? You're opening the kli to use it now, and then you're going to throw it out. Is that a Asiyas Pesach, says of Shlomo Zalman? No. Eino Torea Klal Basarasa. There's no Tircha, you're creating a Pesach. No, you press it. Vegamako Yodim. And everybody knows, Shapachios Nizrakos Miyam Ba'ashpa. Everybody knows you're going to throw it out right afterwards in the garbage. Velochein Mistaver, says of Shlomo Zalman, a big kula. De Bazesh Meser Alashonis. The fact that you take off the little piece of that leaves the hole. Chashiv, and there's no difference in halacha between ripping off the ring or just pushing it down. Chashiv raka osa nekev ragil. That's looked at as making a hole. Veloki mechadech vosa kli. He does not, Rav Shlomo Zalman does not think that this is called mechadech. It's called just opening. Kekotem kisem lachsos bo shinav okosa pesach yafe bechavis b'mustaki. It's not called making something to a measured size, a specific toothpick that fits your teeth, or osa pesach by a mustaki. Shlomo Zalman says that in Os Aleph, and here in Os Gimel again, in Source 34, Gam Ner Lanias Daiti, Kivan Shahach Chotech Uposeach, Eino Choshev Al Pesach Yafeh, Omida Misuyemes. You're not focusing on any specific size or a Pesach Yafeh, you just want to drink the soda. Eino Makpid, Oimai Mechidon Lobet Charoshes Yosa Arech. What if it was a bigger opening? You'd be fine with it. Smaller opening, also okay. Burak Poseach Bamakam Yuad. You made it easy for me to do this? Okay, I'll open it there. That's not an issue. So this will come up. I know you have a hot chocolate pack, So again, they make a dotted line. So Shlomo Zalman would say, as long as you don't cut words. So often they have words, they have tear here. So try not to tear there on the words. But if you cut it a little under, a little above, they make it easier. Right? You want to cut it from the upside down on the bottom part. That's also okay. If you want to be even more machbir. Then Rav Shlomo Zalman. But Rav Yashiv is not a fan of that. Rav Yashiv is more machmer. He thinks that cutting this and opening a drink can is a violation of Mechatech, as quoted here in the Erech HaShabbos, who quotes three different machlokos. That would be totally on this machlokos, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv. Number one, he says in Source 35, Saket Niyara Mechila Kapit Achat Shel Sukar, a little sugar packet. Can you open a little sugar packet on that dotted line? Asheyesh Barosha Nikuv Hamesamein Esmak Bapsicha. Rav Shlomo Zalman would say, Mutter. Rav Yashiv would say, Usser. If they made it easier for you, and therefore this is specifically something that you want to do, and you're focused on doing it, then that's Usser. Yesh Omrim Shasa Lekroas Asakib Makam Asimon Azeh. Some say it's Usser to tear it. For Yesh Sheitir Bazeh. So, yesh ve'yesh, and he quotes in the footnote. And then number two, Givi Eich Lavan Hamishavkin Bezugos. Oh. What if somebody has leben or yogurt? Sometimes yogurts or puddings come attached to each other, like four together or even two together. Are you allowed to separate those on Shabbos? Is that mechatech? Is that cutting to a measured size? What if you have 10 ices in the freezer? You have to separate them. So is that a problem or not? Before you eat, you separate them. Rav Yashiv would say, it's asur for the zubishim isur makam apatish. Is makam apatish machatech v'yesh etiru and some say no. You're allowed to what? It's unclead. It's not a kli afterwards. Rav Shlomo Zalman would say mutter. And finally, pachi oshtia sheish brosha simon. Right. So all three cases he has here: a little sugar packet, little sugar packet, yogurt that are connected to each other, and a can of soda. All of them, same machlokas. Yesha asru l'poschem b'shabbos mishuch shash iser as he is pesach, and some say and machatech, and some say mutter. So who are these yesh omrims and yesh omrims? So the Archa Shabbos, the Rav from Yerushalayim, quotes this is the machlokas of Rav Yashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Yashiv says you have it there on page 226. Das agon Rav Yashiv less arbazem mishum. It's aser mishum sheba hafradas hagaviim zemizeh. The case of the yogurts connected to each other magia hagaviel itzuras or etzuya. Right now, it's not how you want to use it. You don't want to eat a yogurt with three other ones connected to it. When you separate it, when you clip them off from each other, so now that's the tsura haritsuya, the yesh bazeh mishum makam apatish. That's the final hammer blow. V'gam isur machatech, mishum shagviyim nechtachem zeh mizeh bekav yashar. You have a beautiful, perfectly straight line that it's cut in. So Rav Yashiv says, problem. V'das Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach lahatir bazeh. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, right, and these are both major leaguers. They each could express their opinion. The Amar, Dein Lachim Shem Isa Makam Epatish. No problem with Makam Epatish, the final hammer blow. Why? Kivan Shet Surah Sakivim Kvar Nigmar Beis Haroshes. This is completed. It's completed in the factory. And they just leave it together for shipping purposes. Is that a true chibur? We have this by other malachas as well, right, by diapers. Diapers, when you get a diaper, the things are closed up. The tabs are closed on each other. And when you open it, then you open it. So the post can discuss, oh, is that really Korea? Because you're opening something that's been closed for months and months. And when you put it back up, so post can say, no. Why was that closed? Just for packaging purposes. If it would be open, if you would buy the diaper the day that it was sent to the factory and you would open it, the manufacturer would have no problem. So it's not a true chibur. So Shlomo Zalman says, "V'yishiro samuchubarim ba'ofan sheyuchol afridam bekalus." They put it together so you can open it in a way that's very easy. "V'ein ze nikra gavia sheino gamur." This is not an unfinished package, right? This is finished. They just left it stuck together. Also, machateich cutting to a measure side is not a problem. Since you don't even mind to cut, you don't really have care so much about that. Right, your kavanah is just to not to cut, but to separate. You're just separating these two. You're not cutting on the measured size. El shoze those bakam yoter noach. You're doing this just in the easiest place. Therefore, it's not a problem. So, Rav Yashav is Machmir, Rav Shlomo Zalman is Mekel. The Yalkut Yosef allows, like Rav Shlomo Zalman also, but again, he says maybe it's better not to cut them open totally. Maybe leave him half open. Leave him half connected. Right, or by the can at least. Let's see, open up a soda can. So, open it halfway and drink like that, or even just pour it into a different can, a cup. Pachit Shtiyah, says the Yalkut Yosef. Sheish Perosha Kimin Tabas. Sheidei Mishichasa Nasabach Hasbing Pesach L'Shtiyah. Maker Adin Mutter L'Ftawach. Since you're going to throw it out afterwards. Me'achar Vein Derech Lishbar Sapachis L'Achar Sheh Smokna. Ain B'Psichasa Isser Masakin Mani. You're going to throw it out afterwards, so it's not a problem. So Shlomo Zalman is Mako. Rev Yalkut Yosef is Mako. Rev Yashiv. And there are other poskim that are Machmir. Right, Rev quotes at the end on page 227. Rev Vosner, Rev Belsky, Rev Yaakov Kamenetsky all say one should open cans are more serious. And again, as we've said, there's different types of categories. It's not that everybody, one person says everything's mutter, one person says everything's aser. There are more stringent ones than others. So even if one wants to choose what's the most chomer type of package, it will be the can. These cans are the most chomer because they're sturdy and they make a Pesach Yafeh. So if you want to be machmir in any area, not to open soda cans on Shabbos. If somebody opens a soda can on Shabbos, do they have what to rely on? For sure. For sure, if Shlomo Zalman and the Yalkut Yosef, but there are numerous poskim that say, better not to open these cans. And there, it's worse than opening a tuna can. Because remember, a tuna can, there's no Pesach Yafeh. You just take the whole cover off. So again, you could machmir there too and make a hole in the bottom of it. Because there are poskim that are machmir there too. But this is the, in terms of the soda cans. So we spoke about the regular cans, we spoke about the soda cans. What about packages? What about other packages? What about bags? So let's see. Let's see what the poskim and the sources have to say about this. So there is the malacha of now, we get into a new malacha of korea, of tearing. Tearing. So again, korea is another one of those malachas that has to be almanas litfar. You have to do it for a creative purpose. If it's just tearing for a negative purpose, so then that's not going to be usher on Shabbos. But where was korea in the Mishkan? They did it for a constructive purpose. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, ayin dalet, ayin hey, you have it there on page 228, source number 38. Shabbos Ayin Dalet. HaKorei Amanas Litfor. Kriya B'Mishkan Mihavi. Where was Korea in the Mishkan? Where did they tear in the building of the Mishkan? Rabba Verb Zeira Dami Travayu. Shekain. Yeriyev Shenofo Baldarna. If you have they had a curtain that had a hole in it from a worm. A worm ate through the curtain. So what they have to do? First they had to tear and make it an even bigger hole so they'd be able to patch it up and it won't be noticeable. So, Karin bow, Vitofrin bow, they would make it longer, and then they would sew it up in a way that would obscure the tear. So you see malacha, the malacha of Korea, tearing. So this is a huge topic, which we'll talk about in the future, but at least for food purposes. What about, again, something that's more common it's not even as common as it used to be, but it was common in Israel, and that is milk bags. The same you sewed applies to other packages as well. You'll have to open up a milk bag. There's most countries, and even in Israel here, you have cartons. What about bags? They're still common. They're cheaper, but many don't want to save the buck in order to be able to have a package. So the Shulchan Aruch says in 34, we saw this last week also, a person could tear open a basket, a very flimsy type of item, to get to the food that's inside. Like we said, mustaki related. Chotalos, pirish, mine kalim, shel tmarim, figrogoros. Certain types of inferior kalim holding dates and figs. Imakisi kasher bechevel, if it's tied with clothes with a rope. Matir, visoser, sharshos, a chevel, you can undo it and rip it. Vachote, chavila besakin. Shekol zeka moshe shover, it goes in moshkedim, kadei litol haochal shabahem. This is mustaki. You're destroying the kli in order to get to what's inside. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that also, that you're allowed to tear open a cover. Mutter, gamkin, lekra, or me'al pri achavis. You could rip open a piece of leather on the top of a barrel, shel yayin, vashli yichavin laso zinok, as long as you don't make a spout. So again, this is any type of tearing off the packaging on top, that's not a problem. Sometimes you have an item that has a cellophane or a tinfoil thin little cover on top. The Aruch HaShabbos talks about sometimes coffee comes with, you take off the you take off the real cover and then you have a silver lining. That for sure is mutter. That for sure, that's not really connected. That's for sure. Kufsa says Aruch HaShabbos in 41. Kufsa's kafein ames. Coffee. Pischa mudbak nayer aluminum. You have an aluminum lining cover. Mutter lekaro almanas losi kafe bitocha kufsa. You can take it off. That's fine. But what about a milk carton? Because there again, you're going to use the kli. You're not just ripping off a cover. You're going to use it. You're going to use it. So machlokas haposkim. The Aruch HaShabbos quotes others that one should not open a milk bag in the normal way. That's making a Pesach. A Pesach, you're going to put it into the little holder, and then you're going to pour it. So it's making a nice Pesach. It's not maybe as strong and sturdy as a Pesach as a can, but you're still making a Pesach, says the Aruch HaShabbos. Lechatchila, says the Aruch HaShabbos, 42. Yesh leftoach es hasakit hachalav me'erev Shabbos. Should open even the bags, not just the containers, which are more sturdy. V'imshach haleposcha me'erev Shabbos, also leposcha b'Shabbos kedarka b'chol. And if you forgot before Shabbos, you should not open it in the normal way on Shabbos. How do you do it? So you have to open it a little bigger. You can open it and then destroy it and pour it into a different container. Umutter lekros hasakit ba'ofan she'ena ru'uya od l'shimush. Oh, you could open it in a way where it's not usable again. That for sure is okay, right? Destroy it. Ulahavir satkulazala kliacher. If you need the milk, so cut off the whole top. Cut off the whole top and then pour it into something else. Just don't cut letters. Don't cut letters. V'nechluku poskeiz manenu imutter laftoach es hasakit aydeshi asakera b'shinov. Is that enough of a shinui? What if you open the bag with your teeth? Right? Is that shinui enough? Oshiasa b'sakin kera gadol yozma sheregiyin l'kura b'yosachol. If it's still usable in the little container thing, but you did it with a shinui with your teeth or making it bigger, that's a machlokas. But others are makel straight out. Rev Malamed in the Pini Halacha or B'Tzion HaBashol, here in the Arlet Zion, it quotes, no, this is so flimsy. This is a Pesach. You move it, it waves around. That's a Pesach? This isn't a can? So they think it's mutter me'ikir adin. You want to open it before Shabbos? Fine, but even lechadchila, it would be okay. Sometimes people think that the milk is not going to last as long if you start opening it. So again, that could be a hefsid, and therefore it would be allowed. Says the Pnini Halacha in 43, mutter laso schur b'sakid chalav. You can make a hole in a milk bag. Kedei limzog darko asachalav. So you can pour the milk out. V'chein mutter leftoach es adbaka shebro sakin yersel sukar. And mutter leftoach sakia sheis basukar yod, as we said. Opening up packages. Just don't do it on the words. V'chein matzinu, because we find in Chazal, she'tiru chachamim lachtoch b'shabbos chos salos tamarim, these packages of dates. Kil m'sha'asuyim mikapos tamarim, sh'nodu l'shmiras ha'tamarim. Ho'a v'achotu hu kli she'en lo chashivus, since it's a kli that has no chashivus at all, harayu tafel agamri lo chashivusocho. It's not called a kli. It's tafel to the food in it. U'kamosha mutu lachtoch klipa shalpri, just like you could peel off the peel of a fruit. You could peel off this packaging. He says, Yeshech miru summer more machmir. Shlo lasos pesach besakiyav arizos b'macho no sir b'hems ban ra. If the package is going to stay, if the package, you have a little sugar bag, that's the most makel. But what if you have some of the milk? The milk's going to stay for a few days. So maybe it's more lachumra because you are going to keep that for a little while. You're going to keep it for a little while. So Rav Melamed says there are those that are machmir, but he says lamaisa on the top of 231 halacha kederi makilim. He thinks you can be meko lechadchila. Shekin ein chashivus l'sakiyas elu. There's no chashivus. L'char Rosh Lamazama would also say this as well. Shezarkim osam lachar shamacho nimsa b'hen nigmar. You throw it out right when it's done. V'lachein mutar lasos ben pesach noach. You can make a regular little hole. Lotzos tuchulasan ulushtamish ben atziyam machol shebesocha. No problem with just making a little hole in the normal way. So cans, openings, bags, openings. What about a regular just bag of chips? What about a game? You just want to rip open to get to what's inside. What is the halacha in terms of that korea? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, or the Shmir Shabbos says, that anything that you're gonna just eat and then it's going to be emptied right after you finish eating it, mutter. Sakiyot asher regilim laharikas tchulasan miyad. bags that you generally empty out right away, right after you open them, and you finish eating. Kamo sakiot ktanot shel sukar, varizos shonot shel mamtakim, candy, potato chips, mutar leposchan, open them, right? Open them. As long as you're going to throw it out right afterwards. But the Shmir Shabbat says, what if it's gonna not going to be finished right away? What if it's a big bag of chips? So you can eat some and put the rest back. A big bag of pretzels, right? What if it's a any type of a big sugar, something? So then the Shmir Shabbat says, that's a machlokas. Sakiyot asher rakilin laharikas chula son miyad. So that's mutter, he says, the beginning of 45. But things that are going to stay for a little while, even if you're not going to reuse them, that's a machlokas. Again, Rosh Shlomo Zalman is makeup by all of these because you're going to throw it all out. Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn assumes here in the Shabbos home that one should not tear open the bags in a normal way if you are going to keep it, if it's not going to last. Just rip it open so it's totally destroyed, and then you can pour it into another container. According to Moshe Samposkim, he writes in Source 46, I'm on page 232, it is forbidden to unseal or unglue a paper or plastic bag. This applies, for example, to snack, potato chip bags, which are heat sealed, as well as sugar bags, which are generally glued shut. However it is, it's shut. When the removal of the enclosed item is a Shabbos necessity, it's mutter, but just in a destructive way. Remember we said, mekalkel etzorach Shabbos is mutter? So destroy it. Don't create anything. Don't makabah patish anything. And therefore, as long as nothing's going to be kept, that is okay. Shlomo Zalman, the Menuchas Ava, Chazon Ovadia all say, even if it's going to be continued to use, it's mutter. Rav Yashiv is more machmir. So again, this is all, it's always a good idea to have as part of the Shabbos checklist before Shabbos, right? Besides the refrigerator and the lights and the Shabbos clocks and the urn, put on there wine bottles, which we didn't get to yet, and any packages that you might want. You might say, if they're going to get stale if I open them now, Yesh Makam Lahakal, you can rely on the more makel opinions relating to that, right? That's what the Shmir Shabbos also says, again, based on Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Ribiat also in the 39 Malachis, if it's not going to be reused after the contents are emptied, even if it takes a little while to use them, it is still going to be mutter. Okay, so what about, as I just mentioned, what about bottles? So we have bottles, wine bottles, soda bottles, and as we will see, there's a range of shitas. And again, this is one of those areas of halacha that you have to know the metzias. Somebody just, you read a tshuva that says, bottle caps are mutter. You don't know what kind of bottle caps there are. There are three kinds of bottle caps. Let's say like on a beer can. You have a bottle cap that you just like put a knife under or a can opener and you flip it off. There's lachara, there's nothing. The bottle is the bottle and the cap is the cap and there's no issue there. But there are others. There are ones that twist off, you take the whole thing off. There are ones that twist off and the bottom rim separates both plastic and metal. So what is the halacha in all of these cases? So Rav Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shlomo says there's a difference between metal and plastic. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says, and this is the issue of the bottle cap. The bottle is a bottle. That's a kli. The issue is now, are you creating a bottle cap? So that's the question. So says the Mincha Shlomo, source 49, he says Usser, source 50, he says Mutter. You have to know what he's talking about. Which bottle caps? So says the Rav Shlomo Zalman. Al-Dash El-Osso. Pekak Shel Pach, metal. Sometimes you have this on grape juice bottles or wine bottles. It's metal. Asher Bapam Rishona Sheposchem Oso. When you open it for the first time, Nifrad Mimenu Chela Katachton, the bottom rim, the bottom row of metal cuts off, v'nishar kitabas al tzavar habakbuk, and it stays like a ring on the neck of the bottle, pashut adavar shisur gamarhu, that's usur, to open, because you're creating a bottle cap. Beforehand, there was never a bottle cap before. Like in the factory, they just like crushed metal onto the cover, but it was never a bottle cap before. Mikol makom, kol zman shapakak mechuber l'chelek hatachton, ein roi klal l'chasos bo bakbuk acher, because you can use this to cover another bottle. V'nimsa delo nasa pakak ela ayidei shechatach hatzadabas miyam pakak. The way that this became a bottle cap was you're twisting. You created this, now you can use this on another bottle, and that is tikkun kli. Again, how would you solve this problem? Take a knife and smash a hole in the bottle cap before you even open it, so that it was never a bottle cap. But Shlomo Zalman says in 50, Mashakasati Bipshitas Lesor Psichas Prakavraga, who raksha tabasa nochetzes himamish chelik bilti nefrad mi agufa pakak. That's only when you look at it beforehand and it's one piece. It's one piece of metal. And as you twist it, the bottom one falls off. But by plastic, as there's a picture there you see on the bottom, plastic often you can already see light in between the bottom line and the rest of the kli, so it's already separated. It's just there to keep the bottle cap on. Masha'enkin sug pekak shal nidon didon hari gam lifnei sheher kivu oso ala bakbuk, even before, by the plastic, before they put it onto the bottle, hari atabasa zos nefredes beruba me pekak atzmo, it's separated, it's two different pieces. V'nikar l'chal adam, and it's nikar she'atabaz hazos himyuedes rak lihituk apakak al atzavar. It was just put there to hold the bottle cap on the bottle. V'yigam yoser dak me'apakak, and it's thinner, you can see it's separate, and therefore, says Shlomo Zalman, v'lachein. Top of 235. Av she'gam tabazu mechuberes b'chalkim apakak, even though it's semi-connected, mikal makom nikar mamesh u'davar nifrad. It's seen that it's separate. V'ruam she'apakak hu ha'ikar. You see that the top part is the ikar and the bottom part is just an extra. V'lachein. Nirani has daidi she'in yunido nidon the shaper shari. It would be mutter. It would be mutter. So Shlomo Zalman is b'chalik between metal and plastic. The metal ones are a problem. The plastic ones are not a problem. Rav Ribiat also discusses this and quotes the chilik of Shlomo Zalman that he says the cap by plastic is complete and functional even before it has been sealed onto the bottle. The cap is designed with a small rim at the bottom, etc. But when it comes to metal, that's worse. So, Rosh Shlomo Zalman is b'chali between metal and plastic. Metal and plastic. Even if one wants to be machmir, or let's say metal, what do? So you make a hole in it. That's what the Shmir Shabbos says. 52. Mutter l'nakev le'ezra sakin o afilu patish o masmer es amichse. You make a hole in it. V'im ein olav osios otzirim. As long as there's no letters or pictures, she yiskalko adei nikov, that will get ruined by the hole. V'az yeh mutter l'hazir, then take it off. Regular. Take it off regular. There are those that are more machmir, right? We saw Rav Shlomo Zalman. I'm seeing Rav El Yashiv. Rav Asher Weiss, he quotes here, is machmir too. Rav Asher Weiss in the Chuvas Menachas Asher and Chelik Aleph, he quotes this chilik of Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Asher Weiss says, I don't understand the chilik. Lamaisa, this plastic is now not usable anymore until you twist it. So what, that originally it was usable, but now it's not usable. And therefore, when you twist it off, you're making it usable, right? And he says, he quotes a raya from the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Makas, Dav Gimel, where it talks about how in the olden days they used to give, let's say, dry cleaning into the dry cleaner. And part of the process of like protecting it or cleaning it is the dry cleaner used to sew it on itself, like sew the neck of the shirt to each other. So when you would take that out and you would, let's say, rip off those strings in order to put on the shirt on Shabbos, so there are some sources that say that's a problem. It was a shirt beforehand, but now it's not usable. So removing a new problem that was put on the kli, Rav Asher Weiss assumes that makes it not usable and therefore tikkun when you fix it. Ulachara, he writes, Kalvachomer, bipkakim elu, ta'afim naniyech demitchila havi kli mamish, even if it was a kli originally, mikal makom kishehurkuvu agabi abakbuk, once they put it onto the bottle, batam enteres kli, it's no longer a kli, v'shuv yish makam apatish kishechozer umisnakim. Right, it's umisaknam. It's makam apatish when you redo it, and therefore, Rav Asher Weiss assumes you have to be machmer, even by the plastic, you have to open it before Shabbos, he thinks it could be a shayla of an isser daraisa. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is b'chalik between metal and plastic. Rav El Yashiv and Rav Asher Weiss are machmir by both. And if you look in the Yalkut Yosef, in source 54, based on a tshuva of Rav Avadia, he's makel even by metal. Makel even by metal. Bakbuk mitzanavim o tempo. Shesagura yedei mechzapach. It's closed by the cover. Uweis psichasu nefredes hatabas. The whole thing separates. Are you allowed to take it off? He says yes. Yes. Because it's made to be taken off. It's not a real chibur. Ve'ein iser on the top of the page. Ve'ein iser b'maisa afradas hatabas shel amichse mishum akalkel. It's not. Ve'gam ein iser misham misakin kli. It's not. Midas chasidus, you want to open it before Shabbos? Fine. Open it before Shabbos. It's an understandable midas chasidus. It's not something without basis. Im gamin b'tfasim osio, they says at the end, even if there are letters on the pekak, if there's no other choice, You can even open it with some letters being ripped off. Still, you could do that because there's no, that's not your kavana in this case. And it just happens derech agav. Rav Avadia also, based on the what the Yaakov Yosef was based on, Rav Avadia thinks that doesn't it really have a, it has a Torah's Kli beforehand, it has a Torah's Kli afterwards, you're not doing anything new. That's what he says on 239. It still has a Torah's Kli. You're not doing anything new. One more point to mention, we spoke about bags, we spoke about bottles and cans, different kinds of cans. What about just a cardboard, like a box of cereal? Box of cereal. So again, I want you to try not to open it on the words. But the Shmir Shabbos says, again, this is different because this is going to last for a little while. Like we said before, it's not something that you empty out right away. So there is a question exactly how to act in that case, or Shlomo Zalman and others would say, no, just open it regular. You're going to throw it out afterwards. It's mustaki. Even if you make the nice kli, that would be okay. That's what he says in 56. Kufsas karton. Shiksoseha mudbakos. O kufsa shatufa minyavu mudbak. You're allowed to. And others, Rav Ribiat, thinks that one should not open it in the normal way. Open it from the side. Destroy the box. There are other ways to do it. We have this also by tissues. But Poskim say not to open it on the dotted line. You could just open it from the side and pull the tissues out because that destroys the packaging, and there's no issue with the packaging. So there are many discussions, different levels and different types of, you can't just say opening packages, right? There's different categories. You have a nice, beautiful chart on page 242, 243 that summarizes everything we had in these past two shiurim. We started with the cans. Remember, the cans were like the sardine cans or the tuna cans. Is that bone? Is that soser? Rather, Tilo David said it's soser. The Chazon Ishbai said it's bone. Shlomo Zalman says it's not usable. You're going to throw it out right afterwards, so it's mutter. What about drinking cans? Are we making a Pesach? That makes it worse. So that's what he said. The Chazon Ish said it's a problem. Rav Vosner, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rav Belsky, Rav Shlomo Zalman said it's mutter because you're going to throw it out afterwards. We spoke about what about packages. So again, Shmir Shabbos and others, if it's not going to be finished right away, then it could be a problem. Or Shlomo Zalman and others, no, it's okay. Milk bags. So is that, you're going to make a nice little Pesach? So again, the Archa Shabbos says it's a problem. You should not open it in the normal way. While other poskim, the Pnei Halacha, says it's okay. You can. Again, you're going to throw it out right afterwards. Bottle caps. So here, Shlomo Zalman was mechalik between metal and plastic. Rav Asher Weiss, Rav Yashiv, Machmir by both. Rav Avadia was Mako by both. Cardboard boxes. So again, if one can remember to open them before Shabbos, great. If not, so then one can open it on Shabbos, or Rav Shlomo Zalman says, and any type of plastic seal on top, which is not significant at all, so then we would say that would be okay. This takes us through Shir Hey, Shir number 5 in the Sefer. Next time we'll pick up with Shir Vav, which is halachas related to home maintenance on Shabbos. But this takes us through Shir Hey here in volume number 19, the Aaron family volume.